I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. Many of us have been holed up since mid-March because of the coronavirus, so we've been walking for exercise and a change of scenery. In Shorewood, there's been a special treat for walkers, the discovery of a family of great horned owls nesting in a blue spruce. Dozens of people have strolled to the tree daily, maintaining social distancing from each other to check out the owls. They've seen the birds in action, including when the mother brings freshly caught meat to the nest.
And that's when all the sound came. I'd never even heard the owls before that.
That's Milwaukee resident Dina Aronson at the tree in a mask. And here's some of the baby owls. Aronson describes seeing the mom take flight, dart to another tree to kill a small creature for dinner, and soar across the sky, spreading her wings as she lands.
She's like the most majestic thing you've ever seen.
Aronson has been documenting the owl family for a few weeks, along with Rima Shaw, who lives a few blocks away.
So the babies are white and they're furry and they're playful. You know, like they'll move their head around and they'll do all these
things. Aronson describes the owls doing a sort of head bop back and forth.
They fly, flap their wings. The feathers are all in these beautiful, beautiful arrangements. From their wings are different from their tail feathers. So it's very striking to see the owl. And I'd never seen baby owls. And they're super cuties, you know, they're like stuffed animals, you know.
The babies are easy to spot with their white fluff. But the mom, her colors are more neutral, allowing her to blend in with the tree. Except at sunset, when the light brings out the red highlights in the bird's feathers. That was one of Aronson's favorite owl moments.
I saw this orange light in the tree. And it was really brilliant. I was like, what is that? Where did that come from? You know? And I zoom in and it's the tail of the owl with the sunset on it. And then just slowly all parts of this beautiful blue spruce became this beautiful orange effervescent kind of color.
Shaw says her favorite moments owl gazing have been when she can see the whole owl family in the tree together. The mom, dad, and four babies.
So the dad was on top, super stoic, and then the mother, who is such a guardian, and then the babies, the fledglings that are so playful, and like two of them were leaning in against each other, so it looked like little sibling loves. But to see all of them in this tree together, it was like, this is an owl family.
Shaw says it's so enjoyable spending this time in nature. It gives her a break from thinking about the COVID-19 pandemic and all of its impacts.
Just realizing what the frontline people are going through, you know, it's terrible. And there's a lot of people dying. So that's the heavy burden for all of us to have. And I go through moments of feeling very sad, depressed, despair.
And Aronson says taking the walks to visit the owls has helped her cope with the isolation of the coronavirus era.
I've basically been taking a lot of walks, you know, and I know a lot of people have. Like, where can we walk? Well, luckily there's been this place, and it's to the owls. And just staring at them and being with them in a very quiet way under their, in the sacred space has been very healing.
Shaw says the owls help her with a tool for surviving this unusual period, finding gratitude and humility in every moment.
And I think we have to cultivate our mind in this time so we can come out the other side and be better. So I feel like everyone needs to study something new or do something in this time that you always wanted to do.
Shaw says right now, one of those things is studying owls. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.